Arapata Hakiwai joins us from Te Papa. Now, the organisation's replaced the display panel in its exhibition Te Tiriti o Waitangi I ngā Tohu Kotahitanga, Signs of a Nation. The wooden panel showing an English version of Te Tiriti was spray painted and an angle grinder used in a protest action on the 11th of December. It was replaced on the 23rd of April with a new temporary display, which will remain in place while the museum embarks on a full-scale transformation of the exhibition space. Te Papa co-leader Kai Hautu, Dr. Arapata Hakiwai, is with us. Arapata, hoki maira.
Oh, kia ora, morena.
Kia ora. Look, even though it was defaced, it said something too as far as perspectives in our land at this time, but for a guy who's worked there for a long time, it's must have been terribly disappointing that the attack occurred. So you've taken it down. What's the future of that piece? And talk with us about the temporary display to replace it too, please, Arapata.
Yeah, no, we've taken it down. And look, there's been my alarm off here. Look, we've taken it down and we've just put it in storage. And my alarm's still going.
We can't hear it, but what I can note is that you are awake.
We've got a temporary exhibition there, and really what it is, it highlights the differences between the Hobson, the 1840 Hobson draft, or Hobson of the English version, as well as the 1988 English version given by the late Professor Sihu Kawhara, which is a more accurate version. So it really highlights the difference between the Te Tiriti and Te Reo Māori and the English versions.
Okay, and talk with this, mana whenua supported the changes. Who did you talk with the local people about what you had planned?
Absolutely. We're closely with Te Atiawa Taranaki Whānui and Ngāti Toa Rangatira. And you'll see there in the temporary exhibition, we had both came and we had a karakia to whakamoetai the exhibition. And you'll see in the exhibition there too, with the we have Māori both from the iwi there. And the Māori there, if you go and have a look there, that it speaks strongly to the Tiriti and with respect to the mana whenua and the hope of honouring the treaty. So, as we work forward, your next question, as we look forward to going forward to develop the permanent exhibition, we'll continue to work closely with mana whenua and also with our kahui tiriti, iwi around the country, our Tiriti experts in Mātanga to develop the permanent exhibition.
Well, the piece that was damaged has attracted more notoriety. Perhaps it illustrates a frustration in modern times with aspects of the treaty, certainly of it not being regarded in the way that many believe it should be. So there's a statement and it's defacing anyway, but now it's been slipped into the back room. No ideas about how it might be either fixed or reintroduced?
It actually forms part of the temporary exhibition. So if you go there, and that was, we wanted to acknowledge that as part of the exhibition. So you'll see there in the temporary exhibition, that's part of the exhibition of the temporary exhibition, and that's important as well. But I think there too, and as we all know, the treaty is absolutely our nation's founding document, and that's important for all of us. And you know, just since the protest last year, it's actually generated a lot of discussion, kōrero, and that's good, you know. And we want to continue that because it's important for all of us in sense and with regards to who we are as a nation. So we look forward to really working and with our communities, with our Tiriti experts in Mātanga to mana whenua and iwi to develop the permanent exhibition.
Tēnā koe, Arapata. I'm curious to know what it was worth, do you know what I mean, to create the exhibition. It probably cost many thousands of dollars. Defacing it obviously came with cost. What sort of costs are involved here?
Oh, no, well, I'm not sort of sure about the exact cost. I think we're actually more looking forward to developing a more permanent exhibition. All exhibitions have, you know, come with costs and all that, but look, this is really, really important, I think, in terms of who we are as a nation, you know, where we've come from, our history. And I think we can, I think we all agree that, you know, as we go forward and, you know, the ANZAC yesterday, you know, as a nation, you know, as in sense of who we are and our of nationhood, I think it's those things are really, really important for all of us. And I think we're really, really committed and concentrated with focused on developing something really, really meaningful and going forward that, you know, we can actually continue to have those discussions and really explore and celebrate who we are and look at it and celebrate and acknowledge our history and acknowledge our history, but also, you know, acknowledge who, the sense of who we are as a nation.
Tēnā koe, Arapata. There's always things happening at Te Papa. What else is on the cards? Any Koiwi repatriation, etc.? You and I talk fairly regularly about these matters. What else, Māori, is interesting down in your workplace, the Māori?
Yeah, we continue that work. Recently, we had the National Repatriation Research Network, which is we've been working closely with museums and universities around the country. And once again, this is Tiriti at the centre as well. You know, this is about reconciling and healing our future, because we know that ancestors are Tipuna, Karapuna, and Koiwi are held in museums and universities in this country. And you just have to look in terms of, you know, how is that possible? You know, what happened there? And it's one of those things which, you know, which we're not particularly happy, pleased about. It happened, a dark phase in our history. But now we've been working the last 3 or 4 years to working with our museums and working with our communities, saying, okay, look, let's see what we can do to return the ancestors that we have held in our museums and universities, both to our to the antecedent kin communities. So we're looking forward to that. So, yeah, that's important work, which we're really, really pleased to play a small part in.
Kia ora tātou koe, e ho. E o tautoko o te kaupapa o te rā, tēnā koe, and thanks for sharing some thoughts.
Kia ora,
Arapata. Arapata Hakiwai, Te Papa co-leader and kei hautu. It's